Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever the dollar you might have for, isn't that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in the Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around now,
don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Pierce from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Grudge fans, grudge fans, grudge fans. Hey, it's your boy Biz. This is the Sunday night special talk show, Grudge Inc. This is going to be quick, fast. Well, I'm going to let the show run. I got family over for the weekend. They're leaving tonight, but I can't be on a talk show that long. That's not being a good host. And that's what I probably want to talk about tonight, about being a good host. You know, we got a lot of promoters out here, and it was some things said over the weekend, and it's all about being a good host. And we got some good hosts out there. That comes to my mind is Wit, good host out of Memphis, Holly Springs. He cook for you. You know what I'm saying? He make the things enjoyable. We got Lil Tony for show for what he was doing over at Martin, Michigan. He was cooking for the track, you know, and it was some negative things said about your boy that when I invited the South up for July, that I invited them all to Maxine's, and some people got upset that I didn't pay for the guys in Chicago to come to a restaurant for them to eat, and that kind of did something to me, man, because it's all about being a good host to the people that you hosted in. And I thought that I was doing a good thing by with Tony Bynes and the people that you don't see normally at the track, invite them up being a good host. But you got some people that said that it would have been better for me to, I guess, invite the whole grudge world to come out to Maxine's to eat. But other than that, Big Lord and them had a race down there. I talked to Jay earlier. Willie Dog was in the house. I heard that he made a hit, had everybody held hostage, and he lined up to race somebody, and I'm gonna start calling him Red Light Willie, Mr. Dog Red Light. But that's my man, $100,000, Willie Dog, man. He bring a lot to the Grudge world. He not only bring years and years of grudge racing and drag racing, but he brings entertainment. He brings entertainment that's very, very inexpensive. You don't have to pay that much to get entertained. A quick $20, and you will have the time of your life. Oh, by hosting. I want to also put my man Gadget and Big Clark out there, man. They did it up last year at the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. That was a hell of a lot of people didn't like the race because it was just so many people, and I think the track couldn't accommodate by being the first weekend of that track being open. Accommodate that type of crowd, man. It was the crowd. If you did not make it, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable how many cars was down there. That was the first weekend Big Drag debuted his pro mod, and that was the first. I believe that was the first weekend Big Wayne debuted White Trash, and man, it was It was a hell of a event, and great host. So with that, man, like I said, I got family here. I'm gonna open up some mics, keep them open, try to run the board. I may try to get Gazillionaire on so he can be the host, or get somebody to host it. But I can still run the board because my wife, you know, looking at me sideways because we got family over. So hold on one second. Let me see if anybody got their hand up. Nobody got their hand up, and I'm not going to do a BET and go in the bushes and start opening people's mics. But, man, I talked to Jay this, like, earlier today, and he said it was a nice crowd down there. He had Mike Hill down there, and Big Low, I don't know the exact tire race that he won, but he did win a race, a shootout down there. And Crew Chief and T5 and them took the W. But I hopefully somebody get on soon that actually was at the race to give us some type of race report. If not, I'm sure you could tune in to J-Bomb Mondays tomorrow, same number, and get the whole rundown. We're gonna try. I know Willie Dawg been on the road all day getting back home from Florida, so I really don't want to bother him. So, I'm gonna see if we can get Crew Chief or somebody else on and see what's going on and how that race went down there. But now that race is over, the next big race that we know about. Hold on. Next big race is Baldy Race that I know of. We may have another one. 870-0273. Your mic is open.
What's up with it, Biz?
What's up, Arkansas? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm just chilling, man. I was just tuning in, man, and getting you a shout, man. And my partner came down after that showdown you had in Indiana. He came to Chicago, so he enjoyed.
Yes, he did.
The fact
yes,
that he
did.
Appreciated everything you did, man. So shit, man. You know, it is what it is, man. Can't make everybody happy.
Can't make everybody happy.
I wouldn't even stress about that, man. You know, because hey, we appreciate the good deeds you did, man. If you ever show up in Arkansas, we're gonna do the same for you.
Hey, I'm definitely gonna be there next year. I'm definitely gonna be there. Gadget is calling around now, and I'm sure he done hit y'all up. He's trying to put a grudge race schedule together. So, man, that's what we gonna do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, go around supporting everybody racist, man, and, you know, and hope for the best that the fans get some good grudge racing going on in 2014.
Already.
Yeah. So I did hear last week that Don Mack took the W over Scooby. Are they planning on some get back on the get back race soon?
They've been going back and forth, man. I don't know if that race gonna ever get. Well, I ain't gonna say ever, but you know, I don't know if it's gonna get off anytime soon. You know, you know how it is. The negotiations is going on, so I guess one of these days, if both of them show up at the same track together, you know, you might see it again.
Oh, okay. Well, I was what's the negotiation? Is the money? Is the a spot or what is it?
Well, from what I've been hearing, the times I've been on the phone, I ain't gonna necessarily say there's no spot or no money. I think it's just a matter of, I ain't gonna say Doug Mac trying to sit on the win, but I think he enjoying the win.
He making a win for a while.
Yeah, I think he enjoying the win, and then they had a few other little issues, you know, going on about the race, and Scooby said he ready to lock him back in. I got to give Scooby credit. He trying to go. But so I think if they ever end up at the track together, it's going to go down. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Don got the win, you know, and it was a great win for him. Shit, he did what we didn't do, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I got a feeling, though, if they ever at the same track together, it's going to go down, you know.
Okay.
But as of right
okay.
now, just for the negotiations and them over the phone, about trying to set up a race, you know, that might not work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was privileged to be on the phone last week, and it seemed like they had damn near every heavy hitter or consider themselves to, or we consider themselves to be heavy hitters in the grudge game. I heard you had Cole Keller on the phone, you had Big Ball Factor on the phone, you had Lethal Weapon, you had Wit, you had Tony Wright, you had CC, you had man DJ Grant, you had Live Action Boy. They were all on the phone at the same time, and it was just so much pride going on, jumping off. Now, only person that wasn't on the phone that was a heavy hitter, well, Danye wasn't on the phone, though. But they didn't have Tony Bynes on the phone. And they were all negotiating. CeCe was trying to lock in Big Ball Factor, or Cole Killer. CeCe was trying to lock them both in.
It didn't happen. It sounded like it was some bullshit to me. I'm just going to be real. It sounded like some straight bullshit to me. I don't think CeCe was really trying to go. I'm just going to be real.
Was,
I don't give a damn.
His main thing was,
I don't think he really tried to go. Because Big Ball Factor, the same guy seemed like to me they were trying to accommodate him at the end. So, and they couldn't get
the
race.
I got off the phone. His main thing was Saturday, right? And they wanted to run him on Sunday.
Big Ball Factor tried to turn around and lock him in Saturday night. Tell him after he run Cold Killer, he'll run him Saturday. You know, just put a break clause in. He don't break nothing. He said if he got oil pressure, let's go.
I did hear that.
Hey, the race didn't get locked in, so I feel like, hell, it wasn't trying to go. You know what I'm saying? What more playing can you get?
Yeah. You got a point there. You got a viable point. I want to make sure that nobody trying to get on. Yeah, nobody got their hand up. You got a point there, Arkansas. So
I mean, I'm not saying that they ain't fast or scared, but all I know is it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
It did not happen. Hey man, I want to be at that race, man. I want to be at that race. That is basically what a lot of Grudge races consider the finale of the year, Baldy's race. So I want to see what's going on down there. I had an opportunity to lock Bud Naked in. Me and Bud Naked locked in. I'm gonna tell you this. If Bud Naked show up with the car, I'm paying the park out. Hey, I'm just gonna be 100. I just locked him in because I don't think the man gonna get the car ready or show up. But if the man show up with his car, I'm gonna pay the park out.
You ain't gonna count.
No, I'm not gambling like that.
I mean, Bud Naked's flying, man. Don't get me wrong. Hey, with all due respect, Bud Naked is flying. I've seen his car go down the track. That mug is flying. But at the end of the day,
now if I had a big block, I would gamble. But I'm going in it. Last time I raced him when I won, I went in blind. The way I took Bud Naked, the way he talked, I said, this man can't have no fast car. This man's a clown. And when I seen what he had, I had no business running the man. Now I'm not going to get on national air and say what the man got. But
But you won.
I did win. He broke. He broke off the line.
Okay, but you know, I ain't wishing nobody to break, man, because, you know, everybody that got a race car know how expensive it is to keep one up.
Oh, no doubt.
But at the end of the day, man, Biz, you got to gamble.
I'm not gambling no $1,500. Now, if we were running for that little $500, yeah, I'll try for $500, you know what I'm saying? But for $1,500, No.
But you got one of the best tree men under the wheel, though.
Yeah, that man. Hey, man, what that man supposed to be working with?
He's supposed to be letting me go.
So don't nobody buy no airline tickets to see a Biz and Butt Naked show. I want to go down there and see Biz run, but no. No, you won't see that. I'm telling you before you even buy the ticket.
Yeah, you telling it off top.
Tell it off top.
Hey, man, I've been drag doing, man. You know, I've been wondering about it, man.
My buddy he's doing good. My buddy talked to him the other day.
I saw him in Hollis Springs for the Trick or Treat race, but I didn't really get to chop it up with him. I spoke to him, but I didn't really get to chop it up with him. And I was kind of hate I didn't, you know. See how he was coming along, man, and this, that, and other.
Yeah. But, man, it's I know everybody got their motors out up in Chicago, Detroit, the north. Everybody got their motors out, getting them freshened up, buying new things. Young Money, I've been seeing some pictures on Facebook with them. They upgrading some different things with their vehicles. So they try to come out next year and break some havoc. So, hey, man, they working on a little Tony car as we speak, you know, trying to get that thing dialed in. So, you know, hey, man, it's setting up to be a good year in 2014.
Man, hey, I hope we be blessed to have a great year, man. I'm expecting us to have a better year, you know. Barring no trials and tribulations, man, I feel like, you know, we're going to try to do more this year than we did this year. You know, we're going to try to get strong every year, me and the camp. And sooner or later, you know, we may be able to, you know, travel a little more. We did okay this year, I think, but we're going to try to do a little more every year.
Yeah, now that I got a dedicated traveling driver, I'm going to try to do more so traveling, because I could, you know, I don't necessarily have to be there. You know, I got somebody that can, you know, got his truck, trailer, and just, you know, and lives for it. You know, my drivers in the past, you know, they had, you know, 9 to 5, they had families, they couldn't just take off. and go, you know, as they wanted to or as they please. You know, they had to make sure it was okay with, you know, with the family, you know, especially when you got little kids and things, family comes first. But now that I got this old knucklehead, he can get up and go when he wants to.
Right, so right.
I'm definitely want to be at a lot of different races next year. So it's gonna be a blessing. Well, let me see if somebody else got their mic open. Cause
yeah, I ain't gonna hear you, man. I'm gonna go on mute, man, and you know, I'm gonna be listening in. And, you know,
I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that I let somebody else in before I shut it down, because I gotta get back down there with the family and our guests. Hold on 1 second. Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, no one got their hand up. So, hey, I got to shut it down, man, because I was going to let it stay open. No one else want to talk. I got to get back down there with the family. So this won't happen again until Christmas time. So, hey, man, God bless you, brothers, and I'll see y'all next Sunday around this time. Right.